Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Friedson is here, too. Michael is very highly intelligent wife, Felice, the two of them, the pair of them, are the movers and the shakers and the founders of the Media Line. TheMediaLine.org is their website. It's an American news agency specializing in coverage of the Middle East, and it's true journalism, folks. If you want to see what real journalism looks like these days, go to TheMediaLine.org. You'll see it. You'll see how the reporting is supposed to be done, and they do it from that neighborhood. And Michael and Felice join us on a regular basis to give us a report on what's going on over there, especially about things that affect us here in the United States. Michael Friedson, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always.
It's good to have you here. Give our best to Felice. Hey, Michael.
I certainly will.
For a long, long time, 40 years, I guess, the Iranians have been creating mayhem and murderous mayhem, I should say, all over the region, and who knows where else, that they've been funding and supporting and instigating terror. And ever since 1979, really, I guess, 40 years now. And of course, we've had different ways of putting pressure on them, but none of it really has seemed to work permanently. They've got a horrible regime over there that's repressing their people. And the world, especially the United States, has been putting the pressure on them. And now that pressure has gotten a lot stronger, really damaging to their economy, they seem to be responding in a way that's more desperate, like the attacks on Saudi Arabia. What are you guys seeing over there now?
Well, I don't think it's as desperate as it looks at first. The Iranians have shown that they have a remarkable capability for analyzing American government. Unlike many of our own allies, I've always complained that allies don't take the time to learn American government 101,
right.
And I include the Israelis in that, by the way. But the Iranians have a remarkable sense of what they can do, how far they can push the envelope, where they can squeeze, and they're doing quite a job right now. If you take where we are now and roll it back and come to the point where two ships were damaged going through the strait,
right,
with mines attached to them, that was the beginning of the test. What was the United States going to do? How far could they go? What could they do to push it? Don't forget that the Iranians are masters of the proxy. They're a veritable terror franchisor, and there's franchisees all over the Middle East. Every conflict that's going on now has the Iranian fingerprints on it. They fund it. They direct it. They call the shots. So when we got to the big one, the oil attack that set the oil prices back and supplies back 5%, and the prices were soaring, and everything was sort of, the world was holding their breath waiting for retaliation militarily. This was a continuation of the same thing. They managed to play on the streets of New York. They used to play, I don't know if they still do, three-card Monte. There were these hustlers out on the corner with three playing cards, and they made it look real easy to pick which card the stone was under, but you couldn't do it. You know, he'd let you win the first one, but then they'd fool you, and next thing you know, you had no money left. Well, they have so many arms of proxies for terror that it didn't matter that the Houthis were yelling, "We did it, we did it, we did it." And a quick look at Morgan Ortegas at the State Department said, you could have checked with a Google map and know that there's no way they could have done it, could have done it, could have done it.
Right.
It's just beyond that.
The rockets came from Iran, didn't they?
Of course. By the time the smoke cleared and it was really investigated, they didn't even leave Iran for this. And of course, it's the Revolutionary Guard that controls all these things. And it doesn't matter which of the franchises pulls the trigger. The real trigger puller is the Revolutionary Guard, and it might as well be right in Tehran, which in
They also shot down a very, very expensive drone, and we did almost
$130 million.
We did almost nothing except. But it does seem that the U.S. is putting much more economic pressure on them. They cut off their central bank access and some other accounts that really shut off their flow of capital and oil to the world. That's tantamount to an act of war on our part, in response to their clear act of war on Saudi Arabia. What do you think is going to come from all that?
Well, I don't think. See, I think that they have read correctly, and I'm going back to the first instance.
So you think in this part, in this stage of the chess match, you think the Iranians are winning?
Yes.
How could that be? How could that be if their country, if their economy has gone to heck, their currency is worth very little anymore, and they're shut off from the rest of the world? Am I wrong about that?
Well, that's all happening. No, you're right about that. It's all happening, but it hasn't gotten to the point yet where that's overtaking their urge for the mayhem. See,
do you believe their response will be more attacks like the last one?
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Do you believe their response to our response, their counter response, is going to be more attacks?
I think they want to put enough pressure, and I'm not sure if they've reached that point yet, but they might have with the Saudi business. They want enough pressure that they believe that the President of the United States has his hands tied. Congress won't give them funding for anything that looks like adventurism.
Right.
They won't let troops go to a foreign country. There's not a lot he can do, so he's going to have to start peeling back the sanctions. Originally, they wanted the Europeans to do that. The Europeans wanted it in. They wanted to replace the United States. And the Iranians smartly said to them, okay, go get the witch's broomstick. Go bring us a way that we can sell our oil despite the U.S. and go find us a way that we can continue international commerce without being shut out of the U.S.
But the EU is now standing more behind the U.S., I think. What do you think the chances are that we could have a war over there with Iran?
I think it's very slight.
I think they underestimate the president at their own peril, and maybe the peril to the region. That's one of the concerns we have. I think the United States is going to wind up. It seems to me they're going to wind up finding a way to support the Saudis. The question is, will the Saudis fight? We don't know about that yet. 20 after, right back with Michael Friedson. More to come on this, including the election. The recent election in Israel. After the break, Michael Friedson, themedialine.org. That's their website. Check it out. You'll like it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.